Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Butterini. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off LeMaster, and towards Norris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Norris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. There goes Norris. The throw from Butterini to second, and Norris is out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kline moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kline scores. Camilli moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Butterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butterini hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grace fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack bunts towards first. Camilli fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Camilli. Demery scores. Hack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Orville Jorgens now pitching. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini is 0-for-1 in the game. Botterini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jorgens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Grace and he is safe. Hack steals third. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marti strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Botterini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Kline reaches second base with a double. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Camilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich strikes out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Whitney moves to second. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini is 0-for-2 in the game. Botterini hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gerges moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. French moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards second. Norris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini is 0-for-3 in the game. Botterini takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marti takes first base on ball 4. Botterini moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Botterini scores. Marty moves to third. It's 9-2, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Atwood pinch hits for Orville Jorgens. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Collins reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 10-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Arnovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-5, Cubs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Botterini strikes out. one out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gerges takes first base on ball four. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.